But how do you handle the sell part of the things that you do inside of your content or even around the content on the YouTube platform?
We do nothing. We don't sell at all. Now, you want to know why?
Ready to spend 15 minutes with the experts you admire? Need strategy sessions from thought leaders brought directly to your ears? Welcome to the Sprocket Talk 15-Minute Strategy Podcast, where every week George B. Thomas uncovers the challenges that sales, marketing, and service professionals face. And of course, the strategies to help them overcome their biggest hurdles. So sit back and set your sights on growth with these bite-sized conversations filled with pure strategy gold. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast.
All right, Sprocketeers, it's your boy George B. Thomas, and I'm back and excited because we have one of the most amazing men that I have met on the planet. He is Social Media Examiner. He is Social Media Marketing World, which, by the way, if you haven't signed up to be there in 2020, you should. I'll be there for sure on the main stage. Michael Stelzner, before we get into this week's 15-minute piece of strategy that people can't live without, just explain a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and all the places that you do it.
I am a marketer who happens to own a media company, and we exclusively market our own products. We have a very big blog, we have two podcasts, a live show, a YouTube channel, and very, very large audience of millions. And all we do is help marketers navigate their way through the social jungle.
I love it. And I love the social jungle tagline because it is crazy out there. And you also are a man of my heart because I too am a marketer and I just like creating content. Like I love podcasting and videos and all of that. And today I really want to lean into something that your team, that you're doing, and that is leaning into video. And specifically with this 15-minute strategy, let's go into YouTube and maybe tell the story about how you, from a business perspective, not a creator's perspective, but from a business perspective of using YouTube as a channel that you're seeing results.
Long story short is for the last 2 years, we experimented with a docuseries called The Journey and learned a lot about YouTube and experimented with cross-distributing video on all the social platforms. And we came out of that with YouTube is where people watch video, George, more than any other channel, period. So we decided this year we're going to go all in on YouTube, create a lot of video tutorials and a lot of great content, kind of like what we've done in the blogging world and in the podcasting world, but go all in on YouTube to grow that tribe. Because George, there are people that read, there are people that listen, and there are people that watch. And we've got the listeners, we've got the readers, but we want to get the people that learn by watching.
Which, by the way, that's me. I am a watcher, man. I love to watch video. I don't like to look at my phone and it tell me where I spend my time because pseudo I want to feel guilty because it says YouTube. But then I realize YouTube is actually my learning channel. That's right, where I'm gathering all of my information. So, Michael, when you think about, it's interesting that you went in this route of like textual, auditory and visual learners. When you think about these visual learners, what are some things that you as a business are putting in place in your videos to make them have a little bit more impact or see a better result along the way as you're kind of creating this content for the new learner?
Well, the first thing we learned is you've got to hook them in the first couple of seconds. And it's really, really important that you tell them why they should stick around. And we also learned that we can't have like this 15 seconds of music and fancy animation. You just need to cut that to almost nothing. People have the attention span of a flea is what we've noticed, especially with video. That's the first thing. We can talk about how we did that. The other thing is thumbnails are really, really important on YouTube. YouTube provides these really cool metrics where they put your video out there and then they tell you what percentage of people are clicking in on the thumbnail. So one of the cool tips that we learned, George, is that if you don't put the title in the thumbnail, instead create a graphic that kind of connects with the title. Like for example, stop this now with a big X. And that's it. And then the title has something to do with like Facebook ad strategy. Now, all of a sudden, there's a story going on here. Oh, I'm doing something wrong with my ad strategy. These are the kind of things we're experimenting with right now. The idea that you're going to use a thumbnail and text to get people to watch the video. And the last thing is retention, man. YouTube wants people on the platform. You got to design those videos so people will stick it out all the way to the end.
It's interesting when you talk about these thumbnails as marketers. We're both marketers here nerding right out. People are listening to us. As marketers, I've seen this thing historically where people will build like a content campaign and they'll spend a bunch of time on the ebook. They'll spend a bunch of time on developing the landing page. And then they'll literally like poop out a call to action in like 5 minutes and like call it a day. And it's like the call to action is the most important piece, because if nobody clicks on it, nobody gets to the ebook, to the landing page and all the good content. Michael, what I hear you say is that the thumbnail for the YouTube video is literally the call to action. So how much time and effort and creativity would you say that these businesses need to put on the thumbnail and kind of reimagine, like, yeah, we should create the video, but man, this is where the effort goes.
So it's not exactly the call to action. It's more the front of the store. It's curb appeal. Do you understand? So you want someone to come through the house, it's got to look good from the outside. So what everybody does is they just take a couple of words from the title and they put it in the graphic and they think that that's enough. So instead, what you got to say to yourself is, like, YouTube is giving you real estate. They're giving you a little rectangle and they're giving you a line for the headline. The headline, of course, is the most important, but that picture has to somehow complement the headline so that when they're skimming it in mere seconds, they're going to decide to click on your video, because they will ignore 95% of all the thumbnails that they see. So yours, for some reason, has got to grab them. And that visual component is so critical.
Michael, let's circle this back around, because I love in your intro, you're like, look, we're a media company and we sell our own stuff. And we're using YouTube as a business channel. Talk us through that part of it. Like, you've got a great thumbnail. You're focused on the retention of the video. You're doing a super fast hook at the beginning to get them engaged and watching the video. But how do you handle the sell part of the things that you do inside of your content, or even around the content on the YouTube platform?
We do nothing. We don't sell at all.
Go deeper into that, because I think that might be shocking to the listeners.
We literally have the end of the tutorial end in the last microsecond of the video. And the only thing we do at the end is throw up the subscribe overlay and a end card for another video. Now, you want to know why?
Yes, I want to know why. And I know the listeners and viewers are like, wait, there's got to be something we connect
to. Here's what matters to YouTube. Session duration, nothing more. Session duration. They don't care if you link to another video. All they care about is that your video makes a longer session duration for people on YouTube so that they can put ads up there. They don't even care if your ad has, if your video has ads turned on. So if your video can lead to a longer session duration, they will show your video to more people. So what that means is the goal is to build a loyal audience and get lots of viewers. Your call to action is subliminal, or it's in the notes of the video. Because we as marketers, we want exposure first and foremost, right? So I'll tell you what we do. We put a little tiny sign on the desk in the back behind, we have people fly into our studio and it just has a little logo that says Social Media Marketing World. Or I'm wearing a t-shirt that says Social Media Marketing World, just like you're wearing a t-shirt that says Rocket Talk. And that's it. That's it. There's nothing more in the freaking video. What's your reaction to that?
Enjoying this podcast? Make sure you show the love. Go to Apple Podcasts, hit that subscribe button, and leave a review. Help us become the strongest strategy podcast on the internet. Get access to hidden episodes and bonus content. Head over to sprockettalk.com/strategy.
I love that, because what I want people to realize is sometimes you don't go for the jugular. Sometimes it's about the soft sell. Sometimes it's about giving somebody an experience that they're able to view and enjoy and want to do it more. And then eventually they read the sign, Social Media Marketing World, the Sprocket Talk. Oh, what is Sprocket Talk? Let me Google that.
We want them to come to the well. We want them to come back to the well. And that's the point. We want to be an indispensable resource that they watch all the time, knowing that only a tiny percentage of them will ever become customers, because we want them to share the video. We want them to tell other people about the video, and we want them to become, if you will, we want to become indispensable to them.
So here's what I hear, and I'll use this as my last question, because Michael, what we started out is how to use YouTube as a business strategy and platform. But through this interview, what I hear is why businesses should have a publisher mentality. So exactly. when you think about that business and YouTube and a publisher mentality, what kind of information would you want to unload that business should start to think about to help them transfer from sell, 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 sell to a publisher mentality, and helping people to almost be like the Columbus principle? Well, I should go to Sprocket Talk, or I should go to Social Media Marketing World. Well, yes, you should.
The strategy here is to become so valuable in whatever medium that you're in that everybody's talking about you, everybody's watching everything that you're doing, and everybody really just sees you as so valuable that a subsegment of them, a tiny little fragment of the funnel, is going to say, huh, I wonder what else these guys do. Huh, let me check them out more. Because The bottom line is the alternative, George, is to go out and pay Big Daddy Google or Big Daddy YouTube or Big Daddy Facebook a lot of freaking money. I would much rather gather up a super, super loyal tribe that if I want to, I could come out with a video eventually and direct sell them. And they'll give me the chance to watch it, or I could remarket to those who watch that video. But the goal is to become your own media company so that you do not have to be reliant on someone else who owns the media.
Michael Stelzner, if people want to know about the soft sell, about having this production mindset, about reimagining what they can do on YouTube, or just want some more tactical tips, where do you want to send them?
Well, first of all, Social Media Examiner on YouTube, if you want to check out how we're doing, what we're doing. And at a grander scale, if you just go to Social Media Examiner and just check out anything we do and just kind of dissect it and reverse engineer it, you'll kind of figure it out that way.
Listen, viewers, listeners, Sprocketeers, add value, build your tribe, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Did you enjoy this episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast? We'd love to know. Leave a rating and written review wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And keep that learning going by visiting SprocketTalk.com. Sign up for your free membership. And in that membership area, you can find bundled episodes where we combine like strategies to help you grow better, make the world better, and share this episode with your friends and coworkers who may be battling the same obstacle. And you can always reach out to George B. Thomas on Twitter with questions or guest suggestions, or just to talk about your favorite Marvel superhero. Now go out into the world and leverage this strategy for your success. And we'll see you in the next episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast.